Big week for the Senate as the budget for the upcoming fiscal year has now been taken care of and on its way to the governor.
That is a big thing that we have to come up with every year, and it's always kind of a race to the end, and it all came together really well. Our budget chair, Doc Brown, originally born in Texas County, but lives in the Raleigh area now, veterinarian, but he did a super job and really took the Senate's position on a lot of stuff. And the House is very good to work with, too. So we came together, got it done. Some of the real highlights is that we did fully fund the school formula for 2 years in a row now. It's been the first time in 16 years I've been hanging around up here we've been able to do that. So that was a big deal. We restored some cuts that had been made to higher education, and that's a really big deal. Our universities just cut is the point to where they had to have some money. And either that or they're going to have to raise tuition, so we were able to put some money in there. And one of the highlights of the budget, something I've worked on for a long time, was the rural transportation money. And that money cannot be spent for busing kids to ball games or field trips, anything like that. It's just strictly educational purpose, hauling kids back and forth school. And we're able to put another, I think, $10 million in that. So that'll help our rural schools quite a little bit, or any schools that use busing. Park revenue got a little bit of money to implement some stuff and do some stuff. Public safety got some money. We took care of our highway patrolmen once again, the danger they're in, and gave them some money. Economic development, we did some things trying to encourage some more development here in the state of Missouri. Department of Corrections, which I've got Licking Prison in my district, and also have Fordland District, and we're one of the lowest paid states. I think we were 47th at one time in actual pay. Now we're high on benefits, but in pay, we're able to get them some money, help our prison systems like that and increase. One thing about our prison system, about all the pay increase, not just prison system, that they got a raise if they were in a dangerous position. Insurance just gone up incredible. So we were in a position where if we gave raises for the entire year, the insurance going up to each individual employee, and they were going to have to pay for it. We made a raise increase this year, $600 per year for anybody under 70,000, I think 700 over that, but it only takes effect next January. But in doing so, we are able to keep our insurance rates the same, and actually the person will have more take-home pay. As we gave them the raise, they'd have to take tax out of it, and then their insurance would go up even more. So that was really a big deal. The whole budget worked that way. And this has also been a good week. We were here till 6 in the morning, so we do put in our hours up here whenever you start at 7 in the morning and end up 6 the next day in the morning. Makes for a pretty long day. We were able to get some stuff done. One of the major things we were able to do was 5G is on its way for our cell phones, and that's just kind of incredible. That's going to take us in the next generation, but to do so, they have to put small cell towers up on power line poles. Companies want to just kind of come in and bully their way in. We stood our ground, did not let them do it, did establish a flat fee, but also our small towns, they were exempt from that, so they can negotiate their own way of doing so. But it seems strange, because I can remember when 4G was a big deal. 5G is going to be 100 times faster than existing wireless connection, so that's just going to really, really bring us a long way and help get some jobs. And some other good things this week, I passed a couple bills out that are going to help the industry quite a little bit, several different industrial things, and that was a good thing. So all in all, it's been a good week up here, and the House and Senate's focus on doing our work. Great leadership on both sides, and that really makes a difference.
And with 1 week left in session.
1 week left in session, then the citizens are safe, I guess you could say. A number of people said this one of the most productive sessions they've seen in a long time. And the budget went through. I've been on the budget committee for 4 years in the House, now 3 years over in the Senate. Time flies, but it's one of the easiest budgets we've ever passed as far as maneuvering it on the floor for the Senate and the House. And it is a real challenge, $28 billion. It's never enough, but then again, a lot of it comes from citizens at home, so, and that part is too much.